Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Hector Barreto. He is the chairman of the Latino Coalition, the author of The Engine of America, The Secrets to Small Business Success from Entrepreneurs Who Have Made It. That's his outstanding book. He's the former administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. That's when we met him. We had a great partnership there. And I've worked with him a long time, folks, and he really does. He's the real deal when it comes to entrepreneurship in America. Hector, one of the things that you guys are working on right now, and I congratulate you on the vision of for putting this together, is your organization is partnering with the U.S. Chamber to be part of the America Small Business Summit in May.
That's right, Jim, and thank you for mentioning that. We've worked with the U.S. Chamber for many years, and I know that you have too. Mm-hmm. And, a lot of times people don't realize this. You know, the U.S. Chamber represents a lot of small businesses. Sometimes people think it's just the big guys, but it's not true. A lot of their members are small mom-and-pop stores as well, and a lot of them will come to D.C. May 23rd to the 25th. This is an event that's taking place at the Omni Shoreham Hotel. And I will tell you, it's three packed days for small business. If you're a small business and you want to learn how to take your business to the next level, or you want to get access to a contract with the federal government or corporate America, or you want to network with other entrepreneurs like you and maybe partner, this is the place you got to be. Now, you know that Latino Coalition does our own economic summit every
right.
year. And earlier, the chamber approached us and said, you know what? We do a lot of the same things. Why don't we partner together? You bring your members in, we'll bring our members in, and one plus one can equal three. And that's what we're doing. We're very excited about it. It starts on Monday, May 23rd, and we're going to start off, and the Latino Coalition is going to organize this. We're going to do a business matchmaker. So we're going to have about 30 government agencies and Fortune 500 companies. So if you did nothing
this,
else.
This reminds me of the old SBA days.
Well,
Hector.
You know.
I mean, you're the guy, folks, I've been telling you about this guy for a long time. He's the guy who came up with the business matchmaking thing years ago, and I'll tell you, it's one of the smartest things I've seen of any government organization do back when you were with the SBA, and I'm glad to know that you're still thinking about it because this is the business matchmaking events work.
Well, Jimmy, you know, and you've been a big supporter of those, and we track the results. Since we started doing business matchmaking, we have set up 80,000 one-on-one appointments, and it's led to $8 billion worth of contracts for the small businesses. So it's a real deal. It works. We're going to be doing it in Washington.
And not just in D.C. I mean, I've broadcast from several of them around the country over the years, Hector, as you know. And I mean, wherever you guys go with these things, this is not just a Washington thing. I mean, wherever you guys go, when small business owners have the ability to sit across the table from a larger company and put their best foot forward, whether it be a government contractor, a bureau, a government entity, or something like that, it's a great. Even if they don't get the business, it's a good experience, isn't it?
Absolutely. And Jimmy, you said it very well, because a lot of times small businesses go and they think they're going to meet a government agency, but they end up meeting a corporation or they meet another small business they can
right.
partner with or sell to. So you never know what you're going to get, but. And by the way, we can't promise anybody a contract, but small businesses don't expect anybody to promise them anything.
Right.
They just want an opportunity. They want access, a bite at the apple. That's what business matchmaking is. And it starts on that Monday, May 23rd. And I want to invite anybody that's listening that wants some of these meetings to go to the website, thelatinocoalition.com. You can get information on this summit and sign up early.
And this is not what we're talking about right now is not just for Latinos.
No.
That's the thing we need to point out.
We've always opened this up to everybody.
Yeah.
And, of course, the chamber will have hundreds of their members from around the country.
Yeah.
But in this age right now with the economy, the way it's still limping along, getting access to new customers is critically important. And you know that last year the federal government bought $100 billion, with a B, $100
right.
billion dollars from small business. They have to buy 23% of everything. So we want to make sure that we're helping them meet small businesses that
and
are
that includes to that includes the contractors who do business with government.
That's right. And
that 23%
a lot of
quota.
Small business programs,
Yep.
And there's a lot of contracts up for grabs. A lot of times small businesses weren't thinking about this as a business opportunity, but it really is. And we're not even looking at corporate America,
right,
and what they're buying for small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great opportunity. There's small business sense making. We're going to have a number of different seminars. And then on Wednesday, we're going to be up on the Hill talking to our legislators, both sides of the aisle, telling them what small business expects. And we'll end up with a small business luncheon on Capitol Hill with a lot of those congressional leaders in attendance. So a packed 3 days.
Hector, our members of Congress need to hear from small business owners. I think right now, more than ever before, and maybe in my career, Hector, politicians need to have a little bit of back. They need to have more backbone about doing the right thing for the economy. And the way to get that backbone is to feel like small business owners are supporting them in making good economic decisions, good fiscal decisions.
And you know, you talk to small business every day, so do I. They're frustrated, and some of them are worried because they say, look, I see big business starting to come back. I see the banks coming back.
The stock market's coming back. Where's my business?
Exactly. Where's Main Street? You know, Wall Street's doing okay, but where's Main Street? And you got to – and those congressional leaders have to hear directly from those engines of America, those small businesses. So we'll be up on Capitol Hill.
This is why I encourage my audience to join – the Latino Coalition, to join the U.S. Chamber, to join the local chamber, to join other organizations that advocate for small businesses. We've got to get organized, and we're gonna wind up. You know, we're not gonna get our influence, our wishes, and our desires are not gonna be known. We need folks like you, Hector, and others, folks. We need these folks to be advocating for us because you and I can't do it. We've got a payroll to make on Friday, so
That's
we need
right.
to support these organizations so they can do it for us. TheLatinoCoalition.org. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.